This is Talia White on 101.5 FM with your weekly fishing report. Offshore fishing has continued to be limited by the weather. However, it is expected some wahoo are still being taken around Caloundra Wide and Hutchies, with some mahi-mahi around the Wave Record Buoy and the Fads. After the rough seas, shallow reefs including the Shoals, the Inner Nearings, Brays Rock and the Majimba Island should fish well for snapper, cod and grassy sweetlip. In Moreton Bay, spotted and school mackerel, long-tailed tuna and mac tuna have been active around Gilligan's Island, Bulwer Ledge and down near the Four Beacons. Jewfish have been holding deeper in the structures around places like Harry Atkins Reef, West Peel, Cowan's Ledge and Captain Nielsen's Reef, with additional fish around Scarborough, Woody Point and the Tedsmount Bridge. Land-based anglers have also been taking jewfish at night from Clontarf and Woody Point jetties, while snapper continue from broken grounds around Redcliffe and Scarborough, along with fish from Woody Point and Shorncliffe jetties. In the rivers, recent rain has pushed prawns through the system. Good numbers are being found near the mouth of the Caboolture River, around the Bruce Highway Bridge, in the Pine River and off Nudgee Breach. Mangrove jacks are active at Coochin, Alimba, Bells and Burpengary Creeks, as well as canals around Newport, Golden Beach and Bribie Island. Barramundi have still been coming from the Caboolture and Logan Rivers in deeper, lower sections, while whiting are responding on shallow sand flats with yabby beds. You'll also find mud crabs continue through the Pine, Caboolture and Brisbane Rivers. We're reeling in for today. That's Talia's fishing report. Miss something? Catch the podcast again on the website at 101.5fm.com.au.